love you as I lay. So have a great Friday.
Above your shoulder, I'm bolder than a beast. Out to the east, I hear the fanfare from the fans there. They cry the rabid winnings, well, so admitting they've been distractions. Where to take tack from? Act as if we lack none. Come forward, sulking back from the palest of applause. From day to night, against the odds. Today, all along the way, nothing is a stain. I dream all through the day, in my quiet way, love you as I lay. Sights above your shoulder, you're bolder than a beast. I'll pin the knees to all your troubles, will stay the southern ones. The flood that keeps you running from a life within the fall. From day to night, against the odds. And I may sleep all through the day.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the next episode of Sounds of the City Radio here with your host, Raina. Thanks for Vanessa for playing some wicked, wicked good tunes off of someone whose name I just forgot, but she'll tell me in a second.
Sorry?
Slim Twig. Slim Twig is her name. I mean, his name. Oh, we were listening to a nice gentleman sing. Anyhow, continuing on with the rest of my show, welcome to Sounds of the City, a show for promoting upcoming live concerts and generally supporting local music as much as we possibly can. So enough said, I got a lot of list of good music to play for you guys because there's a lot of concerts you guys need to go to that you may or may not know about. I'm here to tell you some. But before I really get into concerts, today is the... 99% sure today was, I don't think it was last night, it was today. Today is the last day where you get a chance to VOTE, vote for bands on that other radio station that, you know, we don't necessarily need to talk about. But there's a few great friends of the show that are playing part of that, it's called the Peak Performance Project. I said it once, I won't say it again. And like including Fax, who have been on my show before, and Dominic Frico. And I would like to play you one song by Dominic Frico, and I think you should go vote for him because he is really, 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 really wicked. And this is technically still on par with my show because it is, if he does win, if he becomes part of Top 5, he's going to play a show. The Top 5 performers out of the 20 performers will play a show at the Commodore Ballroom on November the 22nd. But we won't know who the winners are until November 1st, but you can make a difference by going to that website /vote. Just Google it, you can find it. But this is a hit single by Dominic. It's called, from his EP, If Baby Could Walk. And the song is called Haunted by Love.
The corner of Campaign 16th, the crossroads where we'd meet.
for my suspenders to kiss me. How you kiss me. And I pray that you're happy and perfectly healthy. I pray that you're writing your own songs. Haunted by, haunted by, haunted by love. The girl that I want more than anything is gone. But I still see her everywhere I turn. Cause I'm haunted by, haunted by, haunted by, haunted by love. Thought we were happy talking to me. So why can't you leave it alone? Can't you leave it alone for a few weeks? You're too weak. Nobody's happy, nobody's healthy, and only you're haunted by, haunted by, haunted by, haunted by love. You wish you didn't know what it meant to break your heart. And I can recommend a place to roam. When you're haunted by, haunted by, haunted by, haunted by love. I bet you knew all along. There's the bruises on my arm. Told a little bit, told a little bit more. And I'm so
become a friend of CITR and get great discounts downtown at
212 Productions, Beach Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, The Kiss Store, Heart and Soul Clothing Inc., Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinematheque, Scratch Records, Vinyl Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
And welcome back to Sounds of the City Radio. The song we just heard was by Dominic Frico off of his first EP, If Baby Could Walk, and the song was called Haunted by Love. Haunted by, haunted by, haunted by, haunted by love. He's gonna be playing in he's gonna be playing hopefully November 22nd at the Commodore Ballroom. Vote for him today at the Peak Performance Project, and I'll stop talking about the Peak. Carrying on with my show tomorrow night here, right here on Vancouver on the UBC campus, we have Mr. Bass Nectar, and he's going to be headlining a show at the UBC Thunderbird Stadium. And opening for Mr. Bass Nectar is one of my favorite personal artists. His name is Grammatic, and the song that I'm going to play for you is called "The Day of the So-Called Glory." Now I know tomorrow night we have the Parade of Lost Souls, and this is actually quite an early show, so Perlila Soul starts at 5. Doors for this venue start at 6. Grammatic is on at 7:30 to 8:30. And then, 8:30 to like 8 to 9. And then from 9 to 11, it's Bass Nectar. But unfortunately, because of the curfew, they have to finish it right at 11. So keep that in mind. If you want to go check out the Perlila Soul for a couple hours, then head over to all the way to this side of town and check out some good music here. Feel free to do so. Just know that the show is going to end right at 11 o'clock because that's just what the city curfew tells us to do. So if you want to change that, please write a letter to your municipality. You know what I mean. One of those. Send a letter to those guys and ask to have the curfews extended by another hour so just people can be happier with their own lives. And until we get a chance to do that, listen to the song by Grammatic. It's called The Day of the So-Called Glow. back to Sounds of the City. What you just heard was the song called Day of the So-Called Glory by Grammatic. Once again, Grammatic will be opening up for Bass Nectar tomorrow night at Doug Mitchell's Thunderbird Center Stadium, October 27th. Doors open at 6 o'clock. Show starts at 7 and it goes straight to 11. Stops right at 11 because of the curfew. Just a friendly reminder about that. Carrying on with the rest of my show, on November 30th, we have Vancouver's very own. I know I just said Vancouver's very own, but the band's called The Lead to Dublin. It sounds like it's got nothing to do with Vancouver, but they're all based out of Vancity, and the band formed here. It was an interesting story behind these guys. In 2006, a group of Beats Without Borders, a promotional company in Vancouver, music promotional company in Vancouver, based in an event, I think it was called the Celtic Fest. And they for a special performance, they collected a group of different musicians and they paired them up together to perform a piece. And so these guys practiced, they started performing, and after the show everyone was like, dude, you guys were fantastic. And they're like, well, we should maybe form a band. And so they mixed Celtic music with banger beats. So Irish, Ireland and India got mixed all up and together, and it's just one big world fusion piece of dance music. And they just recently released an album. I've been playing them a lot on my show lately because they're so damn good. But they just recently released an album. It's called Turn Up the Stereo. And I want to play you one of my favorites from it. It's called Our House. You're listening to it on Sounds of the City Radio.
Wagwan, me brethren, drop it like it's hot, a Snoop Dogg art show, you don't know. November 9th at the Fall Tattoo and Art Gallery, 7 p.m. till 2 a.m. in the morning. Currently accepting submissions for the show. All mediums accepted. Needs to be submitted by November 1st. We're running the show for 2 weeks pan astray. Artists receive 100% of sale on opening night. You're taking home all your money. Please email a copy of your work for submission to quickanddirtycollective@gmail.com. Sponsored by CITR 101.9 and The Arts Report.
I'm a nice dude with some nice dreams. See these ice cubes. See these ice cream.
Zion Sessions, Winnie Cooper, and CITR 101.9 present Triple Ween at Fortune Halloween Night. $10 tickets at High Life, DIPT, Red Cat, or CITR to see Teen Witch, Falcons, Surreal Hong, Killing Time Quartet, Boha, Woe Bangs, and Based God. Don't miss it. The ghost will come get ya.
So know you're free.
back to Sounds of the City. We're here with your host, Rain. We just heard Tabla Boy by Delhi to Dublin. Prior to that, we heard Our House by Delhi to Dublin, and that was from their latest album release called Turn Up the Stereo. Once again, they're going to be playing at the Commodore Ballroom November 30th, right next to the Commodore Ballroom, and approximately 17 days later at the Orpheum is going to be hosting Mr. Jesse Cook, and on December the 16th. And wow, what an incredible guitar player. I am going to play you they call him the Prince of Rumba Flamenca. He's utterly fantastic. If you ever get a chance to see him perform, you can go check him out on YouTube. But definitely check him out live on December the 16th at the Orpheum. I want to play you one of my own personal favorites. This one's called Dance of Spring. You're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. P.S. Sorry, I had to stop that 1 second because what I wanted to remind you was I insist on actually playing a live version of his music, because live music is always better than recorded stuff, in my opinion. And this one's from 2007, and it's live in the Metropolis in Montreal. It's called Dance of Spring by Jesse Cook. Thank you.
Friday, October 26th, you are invited to a spooky Easy Hollow Swing party presented by the Electro Swing Club Vancouver with a very special guest from the UK, Electro Swing Club founder DJ Max Passion. Come in your best retro horror garb to take part in immersive theater, blurring the lines between performer and spectacle and dance, along to music by Babyface Brass Band, playing New Orleans Voodoo Jazz. Tickets are $15 at Red Cat and High Life and online at halloswing.eventbrite.ca. Sponsored by CITR 101.9 FM.
And welcome back to Sounds of the City Radio. We just heard Jesse Cook with the song Dance of Spring. That was a 2007 live recording at the Metropolis from Montreal. Once again, Jesse Cook will be performing at the Orpheum Theater on December the 16th. And I highly recommend checking out some of his stuff. Just go on YouTube, check out some of his performances. He's just utterly mind-blowing. I'm going to try my best to get to that show for sure. Prior to that, we had some Delhi to Dublin. And prior to that, we had more good music. Oh, we had Grammatic, and we played some Bass Nectar. That was an oldie. In about 10 minutes, I'm very happy to announce that we're going to have Mr. Oberhofer. Sorry, something just got caught in my throat the second I came to say his name. Oberhofer will be who's opening for Matt and Kim at the Commodore Ballroom on October the 28th. He's going to be joining us over the phone on air for about 5 minutes at around 10:45. But until then, also on October 28th, a very lovely musician named Neka, N-N-E-K-A. You can Google her. She's going to be playing at the Rio Theater. Last time she had a show here 5 months ago, it was at the Biltmore. It was sold out. Definitely make sure you check her out at the Rio Theater. I want to play you one. This one's a personal, one of my personal favorite tracks. It's called Stay. You're listening to it on Sounds of the City Radio. And we'll be back with Matt and Kim and then Oberhofer. And then I'll think of what else I can play for you guys.
Expensive. The state of madness is where I find myself. Freedom is helpless, 'cause I'm captured within myself. It's all in my mind. The illusion without your presence don't count. This is a lie. Please stay. The dark, approach the silence I've given, and so I'm empty. Can't keep the tears from my eyes. Inside of me, because I fell for you, you left me. This world I love and I hate so much. This life of which I've lost and I've gained as such. The music, the fame, the evil, the shame. The changes, the results, the aggression, the insults. Till I wait, I try to exercise the patience. And get too late, I cry for you to see my conscience. Who'll be there when you left me, Lord? I believe in your words, 'cause they're my first and my last. Say it to try and say it to test. I need to understand to overcome the rest. Got so many rivers to cross, so many things to see. So much pain to be this misery. Oh Lord, oh Savior, oh, let me drown in your love, oh, oh, oh.
called Soul Is Heavy by Nika.
Naija, in the loud and rowdy of my world, there's a secret place where I find myself. Can I find you, Biafra? The noise of horns of thirsty Nigerians, of hustlers, of mothers, confront me as I walk past Lagos. In prayer, contemplation, like a ghost, I feel the sorrow of a many. Still, I don't know how much pain it takes, Naija. I walk the island, I walk the mainland. I see diversity, I smell capacity, but still, you suffer. Why? Generators with me from myself, pity, no time to waste. Like Okada, reality hits Niger. For too long, we've surrendered to the ignorance of our self-defense. In you, we are filled America. How far must we walk in calamity, in suppression? How long would it take for you to love Niger? As I sit here, I want to live, but there's so many plans for you, still I can't deliver. My respect for you is in depth, my fear of death, for you might kill me, falling Lucifer. Merci, wahala, as we embrace you, we change, you stay selfish, fundamental, like Africa. We still survive, we still will rise, for the world needs us to be America. This soul is heavy, the little you are left for me, I charge to function in your madness. In your madness.
And that song was called Soul Is Heavy by Nika. She's going to be performing once again on October the 28th at the Rio Theater. Make sure to check her out. On the same night, we have Matt and Kim, and opening for Matt and Kim is Oberhofer. And I want to play you, we're going to have him on the line in a couple of minutes right now. But just to give you, for those of you who aren't too familiar with him, he's only 21 years old. He's very, very young, and he's worked with incredible producers, including Steve Lillywhite, who's worked with U2, Morrissey, and Dave Matthews Band. I'm just curious to know how this guy made it so far in such a short notice. He created his band, which is based off his last name, Oberhofer, in 2008 in Brooklyn, New York. And let's listen to one of his first singles. It's called Ooh, and then we'll be back, and hopefully we'll have Oberhofer on the air with us. Ooh.
Ooh. And I'll just keep on stumbling. Right now it feels too humbling to tell you what I want. And the city's feeling queer and crass, with beer cans growing.
song we just heard was by Oberhofer called Ueo. And I believe if my telecommunication systems are going correctly, I should have Brad on the phone right now. Hi, Brad.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. How are you? I'm glad to have you on the phone.
I'm great.
Well, I'm in Vancouver. You're going to play here tomorrow night, but where are you right now?
I'm somewhere in between Los Angeles and San Francisco right now.
Been traveling so much you can't even remember where you are.
What?
Been traveling so much you can't even remember where you are.
Well, you know I was in L.A. last night. I just was sort of waking up, woke up on the bus, and we're just sort of at this really scenic rest stop that just has kind of endless desert going out, and there's a little grassy park right here, but other than that, it's pretty much barren.
Well, the question is, are you safe? Are you safe and sound? Is everything good?
Yes, of course.
Okay, rock and roll. You're on tour with Matt and Kim right now. How's that going on for you?
It's going really well, honestly. Matt and Kim are really supportive, and their fans are really supportive, too.
This, I don't know how much you know about CITR Radio, but we are a community radio station, and our main focus is promoting live local talent. You're only 21 years old, if I haven't mistaken. Brad, tell the world how on earth, at the age of 21, you get a chance to work with a producer like Steve Lillywhite. Like, how did you make it thus so far in such little time? Like, you're not even a quarter century years old. What's the key? Is there like a method? Is there something that everyone should do, then they can make it?
I mean, there are some vague clues, but honestly, it's just understanding that the best advice you could ever receive is your own advice, and if you do what you feel is right all the time, and you believe in the art that you make, or if you believe in whatever you make, then you can follow your dreams.
How did you end up working with Steve Lillywhite?
My record label sent out the song to a bunch of different producers, and Steve wanted to get lunch with me, and so I went out for lunch with Steve, and he was just the nicest, or the least egotistical of all the producers that I spoke to.
And so did he choose you, or you ended up choosing him? Or was it a mutual thing?
It was mutual, of course, you know. Mm-hmm. Before we went and had that lunch, he had to choose me, and then after we had that lunch, I had to choose him.
Wow, I'm sure it must have been an incredible experience. So you released your latest album, Time Capsules 2, from that, and it's got many, many hits, including Away From You, which I'm going to play for our listeners in a little bit. But let's get back to. So in 2008, you went to school in New York, and then you formed a band.
Yeah.
Am I right? Did you finish school?
No, I didn't. I dropped out after 2.5 years.
Why did you feel did school put any positive influence on your musical career? I'm curious to know that.
I mean, I think it had to, because moving to New York and going to school gave me a set of experiences that just took me wherever I was going.
And then, so in 2008, you formed the band, and you, kind of like Jon Bon Jovi, you have your own last name associated with the band. From what I know, you write your music entirely yourself, right?
Yeah.
And then, but you perform with a band. I'm curious to know, do other members of the band, do other members of the band partake in any form of creating the music with you, or is it, or you create it separately, then you come to the band, and then you tell the band what to do, or is it more of a collective?
Well, for the most part, I mean, throughout Time Capsules, I pretty much wrote everything and recorded myself playing most of the instruments, but then more recently, I've been, you know, I go home and I record a demo and I play all the stuff on the demo. And then I bring the demo that I have to the band and I say, you know, like, well, I think this is really cool, but how can we make it cooler? How can we make it sound better to us? And so we have a new thing coming out, a new record coming out, probably within the next couple of months. That's got songs on it that were, you know, I wrote the song alone, but all of the parts, all the additional parts were written by the other band members.
What's the name of the album? Can I get a sneak peek somehow?
It's called Nostalgia.
Nostalgia. Nostalgia or Nostalgia?
Nostalgia.
What does that mean?
Well, I was walking in my hometown in Tacoma, Washington, and there's this place called the Underworld, which is sort of this rundown area beneath the freeway overpass, where graffiti artists go to paint giant murals. And there are a lot of meth addicts that hang out in this kind of area. And on an engraving in one of the walls, I saw Nostalgia. And, you know, it was obviously written by some meth junkie that just, like, couldn't get a hold on his memories and couldn't get a hold on his, you know, his reality or his present life, you know. And he tried to write Nostalgia, but he forgot the S.
I wonder if that guy will ever know that your next album is based off of what he wrote. I'm certain not. Probably not. But if he ever does, I hope you guys reunite in a different way. I have one last question for you. I ask this from all my artists that I speak to. As a young musician, was there any point in your life, like growing up, because you went to school, you went to university, even though you dropped out, you went to school, university to study music. Was there any point in your life, that you were like, I am a musician, that is what I'm going to be? Was there, like, you know, you were listening to like a Celine Dion song and that inspired you, like, oh my God, this is what I'm going to be for the rest of my life? Not that you're going to be Celine Dion, but I'm just saying, I want to be a musician for the rest of my life. Or was this just something you ever since the day you were born, you knew you were going to be a musician? Like, I'm curious to know if there was that one moment where, like, you're like, oh my God, this is what I am.
No. The way that I feel about everything is that I every day is equally important to the last day. And, I live very much in the present. And, I don't necessarily do planning, but I do a whole lot. I don't necessarily do planning for the distant future, but I do a whole lot of planning for the immediate future, to put myself in situations where I might figure out what it is that I actually want to do and be in a position where I have opportunities to pursue that. Though there was no one single moment that made me realize really what I wanted to do or what I want to do still, I put myself in a lot of situations that sort of took me there.
Awesome. I want to leave our audiences, our listeners, with one of your famous songs, Away From You. Can you give us an introduction to the song?
What?
I want to play our audiences with one of my favorites, Away From You, your song. And I was wondering if you can give I usually give the introduction as the DJ, but since I have you on the phone, I would love for you to introduce your own song.
All right, sure. I guess... next up is Away From You, and it starts with a toy piano that was made in the 50s that I keep in my room and play most mornings when I wake up.
And you still have it?
Yeah.
Rock and roll. Well, cheers to that. Here's Away From You. Thanks so much for being on air with us today, Brad. I hope to see you. I hope we all get a chance to see you open up for Matt and Kim on October 28th at the Commodore Ballroom.
Thank you so much, man.
Peace, man. This one's Away From You. That was Oberhofer with the song Away From You, the 21-year-old accomplished musician. Now he's going to be playing at the Commodore Ballroom on October the 28th. He's going to be opening for Matt and Kim. Make sure you buy tickets from that at Ticketmaster.com. That's it for this week's episode of Sounds of the City Radio. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm going to leave the microphone off to Dorothy with Stereo Blues, and she's going to play some good blues music for your morning. But I'm just going to play a song that she can fade out to, and this one's, I recently discovered this band, even though they're from the 90s. It's called Rusted Root, and the song's called Send Me On My Way. Until next week, take care, stay safe, and don't do anything I wouldn't do. But if you do, love it. Enjoy.
Well, pick me up with golden hand. Oh, let's sail. Oh, let's tell you to run.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
I'm over the same, I'm over the young. Well, I would like to hold my little hand. I will well run away. I will well cry. Well, pick me up with golden hair. Best sail, best tell you to run. Nobody see me, pretty young.